You're listening to the Sabina Road Baptist Sermon Series. We hope this message greatly impacts your life. For more information on the mission and ministries of Sabina Road Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, visit us online at sabinaroad.org.
Welcome. You may be seated. All right, first thing this morning, what do you think of the shirt? Okay, you guys want the story on this? A couple of weeks ago, we were in Dallas. Dallas wasn't Dallas. Brock found this shirt in, I don't know where it was, Burlington or somewhere. Give Burlington a free piece of advertising. He bought it with his own money. When he brought it home, Becca saw it and she hated it. So being a good husband, what do you think I did? I said, is there a double XL in that model? And so Rick and Brock and I have this same shirt. And we made sure to wear it all over Dallas and take pictures everywhere we went so that Becca could see this shirt. Man, it's good to see you guys. Have you had a good week?
Yeah.
Cooler temperatures and the rain this week and all that. Isn't God good? He always gives us what we need when we need it, huh? Today's a bittersweet day for me. I'm going to miss you guys. But, oh, I've got to get out of the way. God's prepared someone that's going to be here. He is your next pastor. He is the one that God's chosen. He's going to lead you to new heights, new depths in your spiritual development. You're going to love him. So it's a good time to step away. When I think of transitions in the Bible, there's probably not a better one than Moses to Joshua. And so I want to look at that today. If you have your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 1. If you've been here for the last couple of years, parts of this sermon are going to sound awfully familiar, because this is part of the sermon I preached to you guys when I first got here. And I preached it to you as a church body. And I preached to you that time about a year and a half ago as we're going into a new situation that we got to trust the Lord. And you know what? We're going into a new situation which you need to trust the Lord. So this is what we call a charge. A charge. What do you think of when you hear the name, the word charge? Da, 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 da. Take the hill, right? Win the game, it's the fourth quarter. What do you think? How many of you, though, are saying charge is like I get a new shirt on the credit card? Huh? I mean, a charge against you. You know, charges can be frightening. They can be scary. A charge is always risky. For Sabina Road to be the church that it needs to be, we need to take some risks. John's going to help you do that. Go to Joshua chapter 1, and let's start with the first verse. Now it happened after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and take his place. Cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I'm giving you to the sons of Israel. I have given you every place on which the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. Now go down to verse 6. Be strong and courageous, for you will give this people as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the left or to the right, so that you may prosper and be successful wherever you go. Remember I told you guys to read verses backwards, right? Remember that? What does that verse say backwards? If you want to be successful and prosperous, don't let this book of the law go from the left to the right. You keep it right down the middle. Next verse. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make it, you make your way prosperous, then you'll be successful. Read that one backwards. If you want to be prosperous and successful in the Lord, you meditate on this word of the Lord day and night. By the way, that's what we call in the scriptures, a promise. God says, you do this, it's going to come true. So do it. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Oh, love Joshua 1. This is my life chapter. I love Joshua. The children of Israel have been in the desert for 40 years. They now have to take the land of Canaan, the promised land. And remember, the people that Joshua has to work with, they're not bold leaders. They're not really courageous warriors. Their heritage is not too sharp. In fact, their heritage is, we watched our moms and dads be disobedient to the word of God. They didn't follow his commands, and we had to watch them die off. Now, as a young nation with no experience, now we're called on to take the land of Canaan. In a lot of ways, John, I'm sure you feel just like that. By the way, you should. This church should, I don't say terrify, but it should create some apprehension. Every time the man of God steps into the pulpit, there's some tension because he's about to deliver the word of God. As he leads you forward, there's always going to be a little tension because in the word of God, what God wants us to do, it's never what we're doing at the moment. Y'all with me on that? So lift up your new pastor in prayer all the time, every day, not just in the pulpit, but every day, because the word that he delivers, well, it's kind of scary sometimes, isn't it? If you remember from long ago, there were three main points of this message. There's the past, there's the present, and there's the future. When I delivered this message to you about a year and a half ago, I said, the past of Sabino Road, you've got some reputation. We need to work through some issues. And we have. John, the past, whatever God has done in your life to bring you here, there's good and there's bad, there's blessings, there's been heartaches, there's been all sorts of stuff. But guys, God has built your pastor beautifully for this moment here. Before he was formed in the womb, God knew of this day. Y'all get that? How about a hearty amen?
Amen.
Good job. Here it comes, guys. When you think of your past, when this church body thinks of her past, when you think of your past, we are always... It's always easier to see the hard times, the bad times, the places I messed up, places I shoulda, woulda, coulda done something different. Do you know why that's so easy for me to do? Why it's so easy for you to do? We have help. Satan is sitting on your shoulder saying, you think you can handle this job? You think you can do this? By the way, the man of God is constantly saying, do I have what it takes? Has God given me everything I need to lead this church and to preach this word? And Satan is always there to thwart it. So church, when you have those bad thoughts, those bad feelings, when you're reminded of our weaknesses, John, when you're reminded of where you've been weak or where you've sinned in the past and so forth, when you repent, you're washed clean. God says, don't remember your past failures. Remember my promises. What did he say? Yep. The children of Israel is messed up. For 40 years, you've had to walk around and watch people die off. And now, just as I promised Moses, I'm going to give it to you. My promises are still in function. They're still there. Look, so remember his plan. Remember his plan. The second thing, there's a second time he says, be strong and courageous, and that's about the present. Did you see that in verse 7? Look back at verse 7. Where is it? Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do everything in accordance with the entire law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Keep it right in front of you. Then the next verse, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate in it day and night so that you will be careful to do everything. By the way, what he just said, head, heart, and hands, everything's connected to the book of the law, to me following God. Now in John chapter 14 and 15, Jesus comes in and says, if you love me, what? Yeah, do what I say. Keep my commandments. So what's God saying to Moses way back here? What's Jesus saying to us in John chapter 14? Follow my law. I've given it to you. It's life-giving. Do what I say. Trust me in this. Now, this isn't past. This is today. This isn't, boy, I really had a great relationship with God 20 years ago. Let me tell you when I was saved. No, what's happening today? What happened yesterday? What is your walk with God in the moment? And this is what God tells Moses, or Joshua. He said, you keep this book of the law in front of you. Do you understand how scared Joshua was? Come on, put yourself in his shoes. How scared would you be? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You want me to take a people who have never done this job before against these big giants? Now, I knew their moms and dads. They were huge people. They walked out of Egypt. I mean, they were pretty tough crowd. But even they were so scared of these giants in the land, they wouldn't do it. And now these greenhorns, their kids, probably got skateboards and all that. You want them to take it? Ooh. And what is God saying? There is one way to be strong and courageous. It's to be in my word. It's to walk with me. Remember, your only purpose in this life is to walk with God. Walk with God. So he says, imitate the example of Moses. Walk with him. The third thing that you need to see in verse 9, it says, be strong and courageous. I am the Lord. I am with you wherever you go. If you remember, there were 2.5 tribes who did not decide to trust God. Do you remember this? And when those 2.5 tribes came to the waters of the Jordan, Jordan, by the way, is interpreted death. It's the death river. As they come to the Jordan River, they put their toes in it and they look at themselves and they say, this land that we've come up to, this land behind us, this fits us. This fits us. We're farmers. We like this land. We like it over here. And as Moses kept saying, no, 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 this is the new land over here. There's giants in here, but it's okay. This is our land. Big grapes, milk and honey. This is who you are. No, we're these people. We're me. We're us. No, no. You're a new creation. Over the Jordan. No. I want to stay back here. John, as you stay in the Word of God every single day, as you walk with Him, and He gives you the messages to preach and the leadership to lead, you should challenge your people to cross the Jordan every day. Now, people, your challenge, your charge, is He can't make you cross the Jordan. When those 2.5 tribes said, we want to stay over here, what did God say? You bet. You bet. Please trust me. Nope. Okay. Settle for what you got. Settle for what you got. Take a look at each other right now. Look around. Look at each other. It's a pretty good looking group, isn't it? Yeah. We can decide as a church to close the doors, figuratively, close the doors, and remain who we are today. That's not a bad thing, by the way. It's all right. You like each other? We good friends, you know, all that? The church isn't called to do that. The church is called to go outside and make disciples. That's to win them, bring them in, disciple them, send them out. That door should be open and shut and open and shut and just, woo, both ways. Y'all with me on this? But never forget, you have the opportunity every day to say no. This is who I am back here. Or to trust God. You can't play it safe and trust God. There's always risk involved. Amen? Now think about this. I sure hope you remember that. I wore my special shoes today. These big old things with half an inch of leather on the bottom of it. Because when those 2.5 tribes said, we don't want to go forward, Moses said, you will go and you will fight every battle with us and we'll defeat all the bad guys. And I mean, they go marching and clomping, and man, they go all the way to the far north side of the kingdom and they defeat everybody. Amen? On the last day of the last battle, when the last giant fell, they took a step back and turned around. And they had to exit the country the way they came in. Those steps of victory, which by the way were scary steps. We don't know how in the world we're going to win this next battle. But God, every single battle, won it, didn't he? And now those victory steps are steps of regret. And they have to backpedal. And on the way out, they see the stables being built and the towns being built and the roads being laid down. And they have to go back to the Jordan River and leave their kinfolk behind and cross the Jordan and take what they settled for. Have steps of victory. Don't have steps of regret. When John gives you a challenge, take it. Seize it. Yes, it's going to be risky. Yes, it's going to be scary. It's supposed to be. Because we can't do the job this church has been called to do on our own. Only God can. The moment the church says, you know, I think we can handle this, we're dead. We're sunk. Y'all get this? Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. One final question. God says, I've given you this land, right? You guys remember this part of the sermon a year and a half ago? He didn't say, here are the keys. What did he say? Look at your feet. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall step, I've given it to you. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall step, I've given it to you. He didn't say, go. There you go. Woof. There you go. Drive the car. He said, you got to trust me. That means tomorrow you get up and you start walking. When I decide to stop trusting and stop my footstep, I give me everything you got. The next day you get up and you start walking. Why are you walking? Because God told me to. I'm going to trust him. Every place that your soul shall step, I've given it to you. The children of Israel could have taken 100 yards past the Jordan River and stopped, and God said, there you go. Or they could have fulfilled everything that God asked them to be before they were formed in the womb. I want you to go 100 miles more. I want you to go all the way to the top of this country. Will you trust me? Then step for it. Walk. Move forward. The Christian life does not look like this. Oh, please, Lord. It looks like this. Yes, I can trust him. Scared to death. Scared to death. But I can trust him. He's been with me everywhere. In the valley of the shadow of death, he's been with me. Don't forget your personal walk with God. And don't ever forget that this people, they need to be challenged every day. Don't you?
Yes.
Do you want to be challenged every day?
Yes.
Is everyone satisfied with where you are? That's right. Trust in your new pastor as he delivers the word to you. Man, Love you guys. Sure has been a good ride. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, for Moses and Joshua. Thank you for their interaction together and the way you built one for the other. How one leader was perfect for what you had in mind at the time, and how you prepared the way for the next leader to step boldly and confidently in the way that you want them to go. Lord, as we transition our church from one leader to another, let us remain focused on the fact that this is your church, that it has not been mine, and it is not going to be John's. It is not anyone's here. It is your church. And your pastors, they serve as shepherds and under-shepherds to you. This is your church, Lord. And every personal desire and need and want that we have, we want to lay on the altar and trust that you will take care of that. Take away our selfishness. Replace it with your genuine love and acceptance for everyone. And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll stand as we sing an invitation. We have someone coming forward this morning to join the church. I'm glad it's for that and not getting saved, huh? John and Alicia are your new pastor. Well, your new pastor and pastor's wife. They come from First Baptist Church in Fort Sumner and would like to join the membership of Sabino Road Baptist Church. Normally, we go through a Next Steps membership class. However, I think it'd be appropriate if we would waive that for them, if that's all right. All those in favor of receiving the Russos as members to Sabino Road, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Good job. Go ahead and have a seat. Everyone be seated. And Mitch, Dave, Bob, come on up. This is a really neat part of the service, guys. Throughout Scripture, when there is a change of leadership, there's always a consecration time. There's always a time where we recognize God's leading, God's movement in calling one leader to a new place and replacing another leader. And it's just kind of a neat, a special day for you at Sabino Road. I hope you remember this for a long time. I hope you guys never forget this, the Russos. As you look back on this day in the future, do so in a manner that will be encouraging and that it will drive you to be obedient to God's word. Amen?
Amen.
David?
This is a special day in the life of Sabino Road Baptist Church.
We're celebrating God's activity in and among us as we praise Him for what He has done in providing first a vision and then a pastor for the vision. As you look back on this day in the future, do so in a manner that you will be encouraged and driven to accomplish what God wants done in His kingdom. May God bless you for what you follow, as you follow Him in His faithfulness and fruitfulness. Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them and will lead them out and bring them in so that the congregation of the Lord will not look as sheep without a shepherd. And His gifts to the church were varied, and He Himself appointed some as apostles, special messengers, and representatives, some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. And He did this fully to equip and perfect the saints, God's people, for the works of service to build the body of Christ. That is Sabino Road Baptist Church, until all reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, manifesting His spiritual completeness and exercising spiritual gifts in unity.
Amen. How many of you didn't know Sabino Road was in Ephesians chapter 4? Isn't that cool? That's awesome, isn't it? Hey, there is some places that the church is going to have some pledges to make, okay? So anytime that you see the word church up there, I want you guys to respond like a responsive reading, okay? John, the people of Sabino Road Baptist Church have prayerfully sought God's leadership in inviting you to be their pastor, and they fully recognize the contribution of your wife, Alicia, and Annalise, and Jude, and the one to come, in support of your pastorate. Church, we thank God for all that He has
in your life. In faith, we praise Him for all that He will do and through this church under your leadership.
Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Behold, I formed you in the womb. I knew you and approved of you as my chosen instrument, and before you were born, I consecrated you to myself as my own. I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am a young man." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a young man, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them or their hostile faces, for I am with you always to protect you and deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord stretched out His hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, "Behold, hear me. I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to uproot and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant."
John, will you stand as pastor of the church? Alicia, will you stand as his helpmate and his wife? John, having been called as pastor of Sabino Road Baptist Church, do you come reaffirming your faith in God and expressing your desire to follow Him and taking the fellowship of this church to be your people and its community as your field of labor? Amen. You can be seated.
Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example to set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity. Until I come, devote yourself to public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching the sound doctrine of God's Word. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you that was intentionally bestowed upon you by the Holy Spirit through prophetic utterance when the elders laid their hands on you at your ordination. practice and work hard on these things. Be absorbed in them, completely occupied in your ministry, so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself. Concentrate on your personal development and on your teaching. Persevere in all things. Hold on to them, for as you do, you will ensure salvation for both yourself and for those who hear you.
In 2 Timothy, we have these words from the Apostle Paul to a son in the faith, Timothy, and I give these now to John. John, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, to preach the word of God as an official messenger. Be ready when the time is right, and even when it's not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable, whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome. Correct those who err in doctrine or behavior, warn those who are in sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing toward spiritual maturity with inexhaustible patience and faithful teaching. Church, you have heard your pastor's willing acceptance of the responsibilities that he will bear as a minister of Sabino Road Baptist Church, but his role is not a solitary one. It is our heritage as Baptists that the ministry is shared by all Christians and that the priesthood is for all believers. Therefore, will the membership of Sabino Road stand and make its declaration? Church, do you confess with faith in God as your Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and in the Holy Spirit as your teacher? And do you promise in dependence on divine grace to serve the Lord and walk in His ways?
We do. We renew our vows of loyalty to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We willingly covenant together with one another and with our pastor to extend the gospel in its power and purity into this community and beyond. All are welcome and loved, where hearts and minds are healed, where the gifts of all persons are treasured, and from which Christian's love is released into the world. We also commit to follow the leadership of our pastor so long as it is biblical and Holy Spirit directed.
Thank you. You may be seated.
For the love of Christ controls and compels us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that all those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for their sake. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view, according to worldly standards and values. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, now we no longer know him this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. But all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, making us acceptable to him, and gave us the ministry of the reconciliation, so that by our example we might bring others to him. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
Amen. As a congregation, you have testified to your willingness to support and cooperate with your pastor in every good way. In addition, it is appropriate for you as a congregation to recognize your special relationship that you have with their family. Sustain them and love them as your own. Church?
John and Annalise and Jude, we warmly receive you into our lives and the life of this church. We will laugh with you, weep with you, support and nurture you. We will look to you for an example, but will try not to require more than we ought. As we surround you with our love, We set you free to live the lives God has given you.
If I may deviate for just a moment, one of the things that John Russo put in his writings in his questionnaire when he submitted those to this church, and he said on several occasions, I was saved as a young boy. God called me to the ministry as a young man, and I have never wavered. Pretty powerful. Instead of me reading this last one, you know, there's a lot of people in this church that have been here a long time. I want to call somebody up this morning for this last reading. That is a cornerstone of this church and has never wavered. And I can't imagine a better person to come up here and read this.
Gifts to the church were varied, and he himself appointed some as apostles, messengers, and representatives, some as prophets who speak a new message from God to the people, some as evangelists who spread the good news of salvation, and some as pastors and teachers to shepherd and guide and instruct. And he did this to fully equip and perfect the God's people for the works of service to build up the body of Christ, that is Sabina Road Baptist Church, until we all reach oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become more mature believers, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, manifesting his spiritual completeness and exercising our spiritual gifts in unity. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory of the church, in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.
John and Alicia, if you'll come forward and stand here at the base of the steps. We'd like to consecrate them in prayer by the laying on of hands. First off, I'd like to ask the deacon body if you'll come forward and surround them, please, the deacon body. Try not to put too much weight on them. I'd also like to ask if you've been a member of the vision team over the last little bit, would you come forward? And then lastly, anyone else that wants to come forward and lay your hands on John and Alicia. Take a few moments in silent prayer, and then we will close that up. Go ahead.
thank you. We love you. And in all of that, we know that your love for us is so much more. As the song this morning said, you've provided all that we ever need. Help us all to understand in our hearts, right here, right now. We have everything we need right here, right now, this moment in this church to go forward with this pastor and his wife and his family. As a church, to be obedient to you, to follow you, to do your will. And all we have to do is trust you. We don't even have to do the work. Give us the strength, Lord, in our hearts to trust you with all we are as people, as a church. Knowing that we can go out and spread the gospel, this church can grow, can be the church you intended to be, and all we have to do is follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming down here and dying on this cross that you died on, knowing then that we would all be here this morning, this day in Tucson, Arizona, at this church. Help us to never forget that, and to go each and every day forth on, obedient to you, following you, trusting you, and loving you with all our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated. John, if you'll come up. You know, there'll always be a little bit of Sabino Road in me the rest of my life. I sure appreciate everyone that's been here and the love and acceptance you've given us. And it's just a neat time of transition. In Scripture, I guess in the New Testament, you kind of gave the pulpit away. And Pastor John, welcome. This is yours. Amen.
Thank you for letting me be here today. We're excited. We are thrilled to be here. I'm glad that we managed to make it here safely and everything's in boxes. So I managed to find my socks and my shoes this morning. So things are already working out all right. I just want to share one verse, and this will be the shortest sermon I ever preach in Sabino Road, so don't get used to it. Psalms 127:1 says this, "Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain." I recognize, and you recognize, that we cannot do God's work without God's power. So my prayer for you guys and for myself is that God gives us a special anointing of His strength, His power, and His wisdom. Because I'm telling you, friends, apart from God's power, God's saving gospel, and anything we do here is a waste of our time. It's a waste of our lives. But if God is involved, that God has given us wisdom and direction and power, and God's Spirit is leading us, then who knows what we can do in Tucson, Arizona. So thank you. Thank you for calling me here, calling my family here. We are excited. We are overwhelmed with everything that comes along with moving and church families, but we are thrilled to be here. It has been a long journey for you guys, and we are thankful to be where we're at. Thank you for everybody who helped yesterday moving all of our stuff that that took a little while, but y'all did all right. We're excited for what God's going to do in this church and in this city. So as your new pastor, under the true pastor, Jesus Christ, let me pray for you. And do we have anything else, or we'll be done? And let's head over to somewhere for the reception. I'm not sure. Well, Fellowship Hall, I suppose. Let's pray. Father, you are good to us. Lord, you are faithful when we are faithless. Lord, I thank you that you have directed my family's steps to this church. Lord, I pray that you would bless our time here. Lord, I pray that you would infuse myself and this church with your power. Lord, I pray that you would do above and beyond anything that we could ever expect, and that you and you alone would receive all the glory. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for this church's blessing that they have shown us in kindness and generosity. I pray your blessings on them. And I pray your blessings upon this day. We love you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.